We've got to be really physical there and then try to stop the running game, hopefully get them into some passing situations, and I think that'll be really effective for us. And then, you know, offensively, we've got to do what we've been doing. And be able to run the football, play physical, and then be able to throw the ball where we need to, and be pretty balanced, and then take care of things in the special teams. Ravenna always does a really good job in special teams. We need to make sure we limit big plays and hopefully get some big plays on our own. And like I said, if we play physical football, we play fast and aggressive, I think we'll be all right.
For your seniors tonight, Coach, it's the last time that they'll step foot on their home field. Talk about how important this game is for them tonight.
You know, these kids have done a really good job. They've really put it all together.
Trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now is the time to buy Smart Strand DuPont Serona during Mohawk's anniversary sale, September 26th through November 6th. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And up for Jensen.
Good evening from Donovan Trumbull High School. We have a couple of teams who are probably going to make the playoffs here. Craig Eckert along with Tim Bob Kitzmiller and Jeff Babel as we are in the midst of the New Tech Seed pregame show. You've heard from the coaches. We're going to set some starting lineups here that are slightly altered from earlier Blue Jay games because their starting quarterback, the fine sophomore thrower Blake Cremosta, is not in the lineup tonight. He'll be replaced by Tom Sikowski. Tom is a 160-pound junior. He's played on defense as a free safety, but had been the running back. So we're going to check the substitutes on that and take a look at the starting lineups for both clubs here in the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your year leader contact Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth in 2 minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Couldn't have planned that any better.
They only had the defensive starters for Ravenna. He didn't give them.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll pick them up when they go.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
So, what brings you here today?
She's got a fever and a sore throat.
Let's see what we've got here.
What's that?
It's the Exergen Temporal Scanner. I just swipe it across her forehead like this, and we get an accurate read every time.
Wish I had one of those.
You can have one. They sell the Exergen Scanner in stores. It's worth every penny, and trust me, you'll love it for years to come.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Craig Eckert and Tim Bob Kitzmiller and Jeff Babel on a very windy night. You're going to hear that no matter which of our Platte River radio broadcasts you listen to tonight, because this wind is up blowing all the way from out west. And they even say that satellite photos are showing dust. It's so windy. Tim Bob, how is this going to affect the game tonight? I'm asking a probably very obvious question.
Well, obviously, you know, the wind and throwing the ball, but throwing into the wind, you've got to keep the nose of the football down. You've got to put velocity on it, even on the short passes where normally you could just flip a pass, even those little quick screens and stuff. You've got to throw and realize the ball's going to move left or right. Throwing with the wind may seem like an advantage, but when it gets up in the wind, when it's gusting like this, it's going to be very easy to overthrow a player. So the quarterback's going to have to be a little precise and not put so much air underneath it, so to speak, as we normally see when you're throwing with the wind.
And short passes don't necessarily mean anything. I about had a head taken off today and a car door filling up with gas. So, I mean, short distances are impacted as well.
Yes, that's what I was saying. If you're throwing a short pass, you've got to put some velocity on it. Normally, you can just flip it with your wrist or throw an arm. You've got to put your whole throwing motion into it, even on those short screens, those short out routes. So it'll change the way the quarterback throws the ball.
You made a good point pregame, and that was with the wind whistling through the ear holes, there might be some audibles that are not caught or just flat-out signals not picked up.
Well, you don't see as much audible on this level, but obviously the snap count on both sides of the ball will be difficult to pick up. If there are some signals, I'm sure they're going to have to do them with hand signals, and everybody's going to have to be on the same page. So the wind will impact communication as well as the execution of the game.
Jeff, you've been on the field not too many years ago. You youngster, you're playing again night like night?
With the weather conditions,
yeah.
I think you would hate it, especially week 8 if you're trying to get in the playoffs. But you know what? Any coach that I've ever had would say that both teams have it, and it's not just the wind's gonna be against us. They'll each have the winds, both, you know, each half they'll have it in their face and they'll have it at the back. So we'll see how that affects their strategy. Maybe you'll see a little bit more running, maybe going for it on fourth down to avoid a punting situation when the wind's in your face. We'll see how that goes.
And
I was gonna say special teams, great point at punting the ball tonight into the wind, you won't be able to flip the field like you normally will. So field position will be critical, kicking into the wind. Kickoffs may be very short, maybe some opportunity for some big plays on special teams.
Would you tend to want to angle it on purpose if you're kicking into the wind? Does that make any sense, or low kick?
The way this wind's going, I think it's gonna hold it up with however you kick it.
Going into the wind, you would almost want to do a rugby style, keep it low, maybe get a good bounce, because in the air, that thing's just gonna hit a brick wall and fall down. Where it's at your back, maybe you could sky it up and flip the field that way. You never know, and we'll see how the wind goes. Right now, it's pretty steady out of the north. If it switches to the west, then it's a completely different ballgame.
Donovan Trumbull tunnel walk going on here. We're going to take a 1-minute timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll have your starting lineups for tonight's contest between these two playoff-bound teams right after this 1-minute timeout on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches, a split second, feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TM Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney. Home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. And featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods. A division of Pro Team Design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Let's your starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. For the visiting Blue Jays of Ravenna, coached by Mark Hudson, Starting quarterback is Tom Sikowski. Tom's a 160-pound junior. Sid Techmeyer, tight end, defensive end. He's a 180-pound senior. Gator Schott is a wideout defensive back. He is a senior, 155-pound. Trevin Behrendt, 140-pound wideout and defensive back, is starting. He is a senior. Cody Eskert, a defensive specialist on the outside linebacker spot, 155, fullback and linebacker, and he is a load to bring down. We saw him against Kearney Catholic a few weeks back. Josh Boardman, 230-pound fullback, also plays linebacker. Left guard, Jonna Conniger, 190-pound on guard. Left tackle is Damian Albavy, 175 pounds, and a junior. Center is Tyler Douglas, 205-pound senior. The nose guard and right guard on offense, Alec Cremosta, 205 pounds, and a senior. Paul Bauer is the right tackle and a defensive end. He's 205 pounds and a senior. Another defensive specialist is Preston McDowell, a 170-pound linebacker. Ravenna has won the toss and elected to take the wind is what they did. So that is what they are doing right now, lining things up. Kenny Pfeiffer for Donovan Trumbull is the starting running back. Jordan Slough, the guy you're going to hear a lot on tonight, 280 yards last week against St. Cecilia. Creighton Burr, the tight end, 185-pound junior. We're going to start just a couple of minutes ahead here, so we're going to pick up that starting lineup as we go. Kickoff is a squib kick. It hits the front return man of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, and someone alertly falls on it at the 45-yard line. That was kind of unexpected. I would have thought they'd want to kick it high and get that field position.
I think they were holding the ball, so there was a holding the ball, and I think he just hit it high. I don't think he intentionally kicked it that way, but it basically turned into an onside kick. And Donovan Trumbull jumped on it, and they got great field position to start this game.
Cardinals ball going into the teeth of the wind. Will Fong in the shotgun. Slough will get the carry, of course, and he'll go straight up the middle and straight for the first down and then some more as he's got running room to the 35. Slough 30 down to the 25-yard line, and he'll be tackled there by a host of Ravenna Blue Jays. And if that continues, it's going to be a long night for the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Yeah, not the answer the Blue Jays were looking for. Slough hit that hole, cut to the outside, made a nice move out there along the sideline, and almost took that to the house to pursue, tracked him down. But, boy, you are right. If he's going to run like that, he's going to have a lot of yards.
He had 280 last week against St. Cecilia as Donovan Trumbull beat St. Cecilia at Duncan Field for the first time in a couple of decades. Wides both ways now. Wilt Fong still standing in the gun with Slough right by him, and they're just going to keep doing it, feed the Slough, and this time Slough is tripped up in the backfield but still falls forward for a couple, 2-3 yards.
Had Slough in the backfield, and the defender jumped at his legs, and of course Slough strong enough to break that tackle and get back to the line of scrimmage, pick up a couple of yards on that play.
Call it second down and about 7 yards to go as Donovan Trumbull got the ball at their own 45-yard line on the short kickoff. Handoff goes to Slough, cuts inside. He's got running room into the end zone. Touchdown, boy. Ravenna missed some tackles there. One man is coming up a little bit lame at about the 5-yard line. But Slough just took, what was that, four straight carries?
Four straight carries. They got an official's timeout. I tell you, there was this young man that's down. There was a block on this end of the, on the outside here, where the receiver just took his man and just turned that whole side inside, gave Slough an easy lane to run into. It's a great blocking on this left side.
That was
opened up that running lane.
It was a minute two drive. It's 10:58. On the scoreboard clock now.
That's one way to get rid of the wind.
Well, I tell you what, it's one way to get back to the sidelines real quick and stand next to a big teammate.
Yeah, and I was reading in one of the papers the other day that Donovan Trumbull, they like to get off to a quick start. And if you're scoring in the first minute on 3-4 straight carries there by Slough, that's exactly what you want to do. Because here in Donovan, they win, you know, they might be set up for home field advantage throughout most of the playoffs. They lose, they might only get one home game. While Ravenna, right now, if the playoffs started, it looks like they might be on the road. they can pull the upset here, maybe they get on the road. So situations where you can play in front of your home crowd, this game, you know, both teams are in, it's important to get that good quick start.
Okay, we have not had the conversion attempt now because of the injury to one of the Ravenna players, who, by the way, is up and walking off now, so that's always good news, considering what we saw last week with Lance Schmidt of St. Cecilia, who luckily is all right, but scared us all quite a bit. Shotgun formation as Donovan Trumbull goes for two. They put a man in motion, fake it to him. On the crossbuck, they give it to Slough, and he's going to be stood up. No PAT, and it's 6-0. We'll take a 45-second time. We'll take a minute timeout here and be back with the Ravenna reception, their first drive right after this on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wow, that's an ironic title for our radio station tonight. It is the Breeze dealing with the wind, as are the players. And the kickoff is a short one, again, a squib this time at about the 41-yard line of Ravenna. So Ravenna gets good field position. They are at the 41, and Donovan Trumbull started at their own 45 in that scoring drive that went a minute two on the legs of Mr. Slough.
Well, Jeff made a good point there about the kickoff. Instead of making Donovan Trumbull go the whole length of the field, they gave him the short field, and they really paid for it. See if they can get those points back here.
Sikowski is in the gun. He's got a single setback. Boardman with him. They put a man in motion from right to left. Boardman will get the carry. No, Sikowski will keep it himself. Sikowski's got some running room on the outside and gets down to the 40-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. So a nice piece of ball handling there by the option quarterback, and he had played running back, Tom Sikowski.
Nice zone read play there. Good fake into the line, got to the corner, cut it upfield. First down, that's a good start for the Blue Jays.
Stops the clock for a good reason momentarily to move the sticks from the standpoint of the Blue Jays. Now it's started up again. They send Gator shot out to the right side wide. I formation. Boardman this time gets the carry, almost loses the ball, but retains possession, falls forward, and gets about 4 or 5 yards. He's a load. He's 230 pounds.
He's a big boy. But the quarterback changing to the quarterback, sometimes those exchanges can get a little sloppy. Hope that, you know, for the Blue Jays, that didn't turn into a turnover there.
They spotted it back a little bit closer to the original line than I thought. It'll be second down and about 7 yards to go. Under center now is Sikowski. That time he doesn't do anything but hand straight away to Boardman. Boardman falls forward for another couple, 2-3 yards. It'll probably be about a 3rd and 5 when they come back to the line of scrimmage.
Just a straight belly play there from underneath the center. Watch for them to come back to that later on and turn that into an option, especially with a running quarterback like that.
Now Zika checks into the ball game as a messenger for the Blue Jays. Techmeyer comes to the right side. It'll be a strong right. They go with a wide out, shot to the right side. And twin receivers to the left, including Chance Bach in the slot. Shotgun formation, Sikowski. Here comes Bach in motion. Option, right side. Quarterback still got the ball, tries to turn it upfield, and good defense there by Donovan Trumbull. They hold him for about a 1 yard gain. It'll bring up 4th down and about 4 yards to go.
Jeff and I were talking earlier. You're at the 35 yard line. With into the wind, you might as well go for it at this point, don't you think?
Right, because if you punt it, you'd almost just give them a touchback, and then you give up 10 yards. So why not at least try it? You know, because what's 10 yards in a game like this?
Yep. Especially when you need to retain the football.
Let's make some noise.
They break the huddle. They're going for it. Shot comes wide to the left side this time for the Blue Jays. Barrett wide to the right side. Standing in the gun and sending one man in motion. That's Bach. Now the option goes left side. Quarterback still has the ball. Turns it upfield. Got the first down, it looks like. Sikowski doing a good job on the ground. They say he's not quite as strong a passer as Cremosta, the sophomore who was injured and normally had been starting through most of the time. Sikowski has spent time at running back. He's got some nice numbers as a running back, but this is his first nod to start at the quarterback position.
Well, that time he lowered his shoulder and ran like a running back there. He saw the corner on the option play, lowered his shoulder, knew where the first down was, and did a good job of picking it up there to keep this drive going.
Break the huddle after the first down pickup by the quarterback, Sikowski. Now he's back in the gun again. Boardman is in the backfield with him. Wides and slots both ways. Now shot comes left to right. Quarterback keeper, and he'll get tied up in the backfield. Little or no gain. Maybe even a small loss there as things got a little ugly in the middle of the line.
Well, you got a good pressure there by number, was it 72, I think that is. The defensive line, he really came in and blew that play up.
Tobin.
Yeah, they were going to kick him out with the motion, man, and he just blew that play up, and it didn't have a chance from the start.
Second down and 10, so they spot it right around the line of scrimmage. Blue Jays wearing all white tonight. Shot comes wide to the right side. Everybody else in tight. I formation. And the handoff goes to the tailback this time. That's Chance Bach, and he gets some forward progress for about 7 yards, it looks like. They will spot the ball just outside the 25-yard line. So, again, they bring it back a little bit from where I thought his progress. So it'll be third down, call it 6 or 7 to go.
Looked like just an old ISO play there out of the power I set. And good yardage they needed to make this a third and manageable.
Donovan Trumbull, 6-0, 7:02 to go here in a young ball game. This is for playoff position tonight. They're both in the playoffs. Handoff goes to Boardman, and he'll fall forward for another couple of yards. But the better record, the better the chance for the seed. The better the seed, the weaker your opponent in the first round. And so this game means something.
Well, it means quite a bit, as Jeff alluded to, with the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. That could be huge for Donovan Trumbull.
Especially if you're in the West bracket, you might have to go out in the Mountain Time Zone, play out there, and getting on a long bus drive, that might be bad for a team.
Boy, that's tough. That's tough to do.
Fourth down coming for Ravenna. Shot wide to the left side. Now Zicka wide to the right side. Shotgun formation. Man in motion is shot from the left to the right. Quarterback keeper this time. This is getting off to a slow start, and that's not good for Ravenna. They're going to get held for no gain and a turnover on downs. Hanging on to the ball for about 3 minutes. The good news, that keeps the ball out of Slough's hands. The bad news is they didn't match the 6 points that Donovan Trumbull has on the board right now. So about a three-minute possession there. And Donovan Trumbull will take over on their own 25-yard line.
Two big plays there by Tobin on that defensive stop right there to get the ball back.
Snap was high, tough to recover, couldn't find a hole.
Right. Wides both ways for Donovan Trumbull. Slough in the backfield with Wiltfong, and he'll get the carry. Moves to his right, and they're stringing him out. Finds the corner, goes upfield to the 40, 45, almost 50-yard line. That is a 20-some-yard run, and it kind of came out of nothing. He just kind of trailed down the line and found his hole and then squared the shoulders and took off the sideline.
Good patience there. He just ran up into the hole, bounced it to the outside, used his speed. He is just quick as a hiccup out there.
He started at their 25 and already out to the 48-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. And they hand off straight ahead this time. And Ravenna, specifically Damian McElvey, has the running back wrapped up for little or no gain. So Ravenna bowing their necks a little bit that time and trying to shut things down, not make it look so easy.
Yeah, they really need to slow this offense down. They had a good drive there. Need to get the ball back, or this could be a long night.
Ravenna with a lot of people up in the box, three defensive backs, shotgun formation. They hand it off. Coming to the near side is Slough again, and Slough is going to be strung out and actually caught for, I think, a little bit of a loss. It'll be third down and close to 10 yards to go as the Blue Jays get in the beaks of the Cardinals.
There you go. Tom Sadowski did a nice job of coming up, turning that play, and making the tackle on the outside.
Third down play here for Donovan Trumbull now. All black uniforms with the orangish-red trim. Looks appropriate for the upcoming Halloween season. They go back to pass. Wilfong has a man, and it is complete at the 32-yard line. That's Nathaniel Armin, who is a senior wide receiver, had some nice catches against St. Cecilia last week. Some critical catches, as a matter of fact. One for a touchdown.
Nice.
And it's a first down.
As I said, it's a nice throw into the wind, kept the nose of the football down, delivered it on time, and that's big if you can throw the ball into this wind.
Here come the gun. Shotgun. Wilfong hands off to Slough, right side, got some running room, goes for the sticks, turns it upfield, spins for about five more yards down to the 15-yard line of Ravenna.
That is about the fourth time they run off that right side for big yardage, just kicking out that defensive end, hitting up in that hole and breaking it to the outside. You just look like it's a repeat of the same play.
Clock down at 4:19 to go in the first. Slough, the feature back, had 280 yards against St. Cecilia last week. He's off to a big start here in the first quarter. They feed it to him again. This time it's across to about the 15-yard line as he goes up the middle.
Yeah, I tried to go back up into the inside that time, and Ravenna seems to be fairly stout right there, but on that right side, they've got a problem, and Donovan Trumbull is making them feel it.
Second down play coming. About 8 yards to go, wides both ways. Slot man is Armin to the right side. Wilfong in the gun. Standing beside him is Slough. Slough gets the call. He goes right side, cuts it upfield, close to the first down marker on the far side of the field.
Yeah, that's a nice run to the outside. Just that zone read play. He dips it in, breaks it outside. And there he is again with another first down.
3:26 to go. First period clock. Donovan Trumbull with a 6-0 lead.
Wow.
Now they say there's a – I didn't see any fumble over there. I didn't even see any action on the part of the players. It was slow developing. And now they say that Ravenna, after a fumble by Slough,
what a huge play.
Has turned it over.
What a big break.
Take away a possession from Donovan Trumbull. In that particular case, you might have taken 6 points off the board. Sikowski in the gun, trips to the right side. Now shot comes in motion to the left. And Sikowski keeps it himself, creeps through across the 15, still going. And we'll see where they mark the progress, but he got positive yardage beyond the 10-yard line. That's the important thing right now for Ravenna.
Yeah, just trying to get away from your own goalpost there a little bit. Just a simple, basically, quarterback keeper, and puts his head down and picks up about four on the play.
Ravenna's challenge here tonight specifically would be to score, but to take a long time doing it if they can, because you've already heard what Slough can do, and he's proven it game in and game out this year. Sikowski, reserve quarterback with an I formation. Handoff goes to his tailback, and he's hammered at the line of scrimmage. That's Chance Bach, the 155-pound running back. Sikowski would have been in that position had Promosta, the sophomore quarterback, not been injured and not starting tonight. It's a third down, manageable 5 or 6 yards to go. They mark it up, so it's really a fairly merciful 5 yards, so we'll see what they do here.
But that was a great tackle.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous. About as technique savvy as you can get. That's about as picture perfect. It'll be interesting to see here, though, with about 2 minutes to go, if they want to punt it with the – because it's going to be tough, because if you're going to – get a few yards here and then have to punt.
Sikowski under center now. Handoff goes to – no, he'll keep it himself. He tries to go off the right tackle, and I don't think he's got enough, and I don't think they're probably prone to try fourth down this time.
No, they'll have the wind at their back. They'll probably want to boot this one away. But if they were doing well, they might have picked up a couple more first downs, and then the field would have switched. And then if they would have had a punt, it would have been right into this wind. So.
As we were walking from the parking lot up, I saw a couple of punts that came out like howitzers from the north to the south. So assuming that the snap is on target, you got to cope with that with the wind as well.
That's exactly
punter right. Standing at the goal line. No pressure. High kick. Holy smokes, look at that thing. across the 40, bounces at the 20, and it's going to roll dead inside the 10-yard line. If someone can get there for Donovan Trumbull, he picks it up inside the 5. And now Ravenna on coverage, missing a lot of tackles, back out to about the 20-yard line. Wow, I think that was Kenny Pfeiffer on the return there. Pfeiffer didn't give up on the play, went down inside the 5, scooped it up, got back out to the 20. But you heard the surprise in my voice. That was a kick. Holy mackerel.
Well, I actually thought it was going to roll into the end zone, and then he picked it up right down there. It was a heads-up play because he had room. But, yeah, he missed tackles, and that's a big difference between being down there inside the 5
yep.
and out here on the 15 or almost 20-yard line.
That punt, it literally went up, and then it sort of had like a second punt right in the air, and it just took off.
You are right. It took off like a balloon.
Flipped the field 100% right there.
Wilt Fong, shotgun formation, standing outside his 5. Slough gets the call, and he'll go right side and breaks away. Holy mackerel, there's another missed tackle by Ravenna, allowing Slough to squirt through for another 5 yards. It'll be second down and about 3 yards to go.
I'm telling you, that the Donovan Trumbull coaches realize there's a problem over there, and they are just going to keep running until Ravenna makes some kind of adjustment.
I told you that.
Yeah.
Last week they ran Slough till, well, they can't keep doing that. They didn't run him again. Then they run him again. Then 280 yards later, they had beaten St. Cecilia at Duncan Field. Man in motion is Pfeiffer from the right to the left. They give it to Slough. He comes left side. Another missed tackle gives him some life. He jukes in and outside. Out. Got the first down to about the 30-yard line. And it should move the sticks. Slough had some nice perimeter blocking there from Armin.
There's some nice blocking along this side. It almost looked a little bit like a punt return. They had a wall set up and plenty of room for him to run, pick up that first down.
This drive started at the 5-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. And we're down inside 45 seconds to go, first period of play. Pfeiffer in motion. They give it to him on the jet. Ups across the 40-yard line to the 45 or 6-yard line as he just ran through a nice path of blocking there. And another big run for Donovan Trumbull. Another first down. And what do you do?
That big right side over there for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is just manhandling the Blue Jays over there. And it is anything you want over there on that right side right now.
Donovan Trumbull coming from their own 5-yard line. Pfeiffer's got it on the end around again. Goes to the left side. Get some good yardage for another 7 or 8 yards. It'll be second down and 2 coming.
Ran a little jet sweep that time. Crossed him up, came back to this left side. Good block. And this Donovan Trumbull team on the outside does a nice job of getting after the defensive backs and linebackers.
All right, I don't know if we'll get another playoff here or not. We're under 7 seconds to go. In the gun is Wilt Fong. We will get one play, hands off to Slough, and Slough will make that play good for a first down as he gets down inside the 45 to about the 2, and I think that'll move the chains when we come back and flip the field in the second period of play. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Game of the week on this Thursday. Your score, Donovan Trumbull 6, Ravenna nothing. Back in 1 minute on 94.5 FM.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing 7-6. Amherst leading Lawrence Nelson 6-0 in a game you can hear on Classic Hits 98.9, but we hope you'll stick around here too. On the Breeze 94.5, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, Jeff Babel in the Husker Power Products booth. Our broadcast booth is a beautiful one, courtesy of the Donovan Trumbull Boosters. Boy, they really, a few years ago, upgraded this facility, so it's just a real joy to be here. Thanks for the hospitality, Cardinal fans. Appreciate it. First and 10 for Donovan Trumbull now as they set a man in motion from the left to the right. It's Pfeiffer coming this way. Handoff is going to be faked and kept by Wilfong, and Wilfong has a path all the way down inside the 15-yard line. That was nice ball handling there, but clearly the right thing to do by the quarterback, Wilfong.
Yeah, after you've just run and run and run and run, and all of a sudden you fake it. There was nobody. I think he should have stayed to the outside. He tried to cut back. I think if he'd have picked up probably at least another 10 yards if he'd have just stayed on the angle to the outside.
All right, first and 10 now. The ball is spotted inside the 25-yard line. There's some movement and flags down. I think Donovan Trumbull committing their first line of scrimmage miscue tonight. They fumbled already, which, of course, you don't want to do, but false start. First down, 15 now, as that'll move the sticks back to the 27-yard line.
Well, they've been running it. That shouldn't be a problem.
No, Wilfong, two carries, 42 yards, two big runs from him.
He's in the gun. The handoff goes to Slough. Stutter step at the line of scrimmage, cuts back to the far side, and gets the penalty yardage back.
Estimate. Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
6 to go until halftime. Donovan Trumbull has now scored twice, failed to convert on either one. It's 12-0. Kickoff is bounding down inside the 10-yard line. May go out of bounds, and it is going to go out of bounds, but we'll see what the ref says. Did the Ravenna Blue Jays step out, or is it going to, are they going to call a penalty? I don't see any markers down.
There's a penalty.
Oh, there is.
It was about as late of a decision. He was going to go for it.
In the corner of the end zone, and via the air, the Cardinals strike a second time. It's 12-0.
I want you to know that was not a pretty pass.
No.
It was floating like a duck in the wind, that's for sure. I couldn't see the catch, but the ball came out of his hand really funny.
Yeah, just left it up there like a punt. And we've seen what a punt can do here tonight, and it just fell there. Made a big athletic move, almost like a straight vertical jump. Got there at its highest point. Secured it to make sure that there were two defenders closing in quickly to make sure that he made the reception for the
Donovan
touchdown.
Trumbull going for two. Wilfong stands in the gun along with Slough. They fake it to him, moves to his left, fires into the end zone, and it is too low in and out of the hands intended for Armin. So no conversion here. We'll be back in a minute. Your score is 12-0, Donovan Trumbull over Ravenna on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it's set.